A light rain fell yesterday as National Guardsmen directed those arriving for their first COVID-19 vaccinations at the Wicomico Youth and Civic Center. This is Don Rush. Facilities expected to provide at least 2,100 shots per week by appointment only. Those emerging from the building were ecstatic at receiving their first dose. Dave Sigworth and Margaret Johnson. Johnson came all the way from Annapolis for a shot.
Relieved. Be happier when I get my second.
Feel good about it. Feel great about it. I have been looking forward to it. Yes, absolutely.
And there was Kat Spitzer, who brought her teenage son for a shot, noting he is a frontline worker.
He works for a grocery store.
You've been worried about the fact that he could be exposed?
Oh, yeah, of course. Everybody's worried about it. But,
But the rollout in Maryland, as elsewhere in the country, has been uneven at best, with many searching around for a provider, much of that by computer. Indeed, the Civic Center is one of a number of mass vaccination centers set up around the state by the governor after a slow rollout. This facility will serve the Lower Shore area of Wicomico, Worcester, Somerset, and Dorchester counties. Dave Sigworth admits it has been frustrating.
It just took a little while, a little hunting. Understandable. Everybody wants it, and, you know, you got to take your time and get patient, and central people need to go first. I understand that.
The coronavirus has been ever-present for those we talked with. Kat Spitzer.
Everybody's worried about it.
Do you know anybody who's had COVID at all?
Yes, unfortunately. We've known people with both serious issues and then others who haven't had any problems at all.
Margaret Johnson has had a similar experience.
Just today, I was being told by someone at the gym that their family member, everybody in the house tested positive, but one person. And that one person had symptoms, and the ones that tested positive didn't have any symptoms.
The schools are now beginning to reopen. Earlier this month, parents urged the Wicomico County Public Schools to move away from the hybrid instruction with only 2 days of in-person learning. Johnson, a retired school teacher from Annapolis, believes schools do need to try to reopen.
My youngest is 8. I kept him home, but only because he was able to keep his same teacher. It worked out in our favor, and he's home, and he's doing well. But there's kids that don't do well. They need to be in school, and they need to have somebody there to help them.
Governor Larry Hogan has authorized the full reopening of bars and restaurants, but mask and public distancing is still required in public spaces. Johnson said she had a meal just the other night at a restaurant for the first time in months.
You sat at a rectangular table, and then they had a little round table, which was kind of like the transfer table. You know, so they would bring your food and sit it there, and then you would reach over and grab it, so there wasn't that close interaction between you and the wait staff. I felt fine.
It felt comfortable.
Yeah, I felt very comfortable there. Actually, when I went in and I saw a cousin of mine that I probably haven't seen in 15 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was nice, actually. It was nice, you know, to see people.
There has been resistance to getting the vaccine despite over 500,000 deaths. One poll found that 47% of Republican men who supported Donald Trump would not get vaccinated. For Spitzer, Sigworth, and Johnson, there was this response.
I wish that they would. I want everyone to be safe and healthy.
They need to rethink it, and it's for their own good and others.
I'm not here to judge anybody on it. I didn't see any reason for me not to. I get all my other vaccinations, so why not get this one?
Nonetheless, as more and more people receive the vaccine, there is anticipation of liberation from the long COVID nightmare. Margaret Johnson.
We'll just have to wait and see what happens. Just see what the stats are on people still coming, testing positive for it. And I mean, I think I will feel better. You know, at the same time, I still think we're going to have to, you know, still wear our masks out for a while. And I don't have any idea when that's going to end, do you?
This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.